USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts healthcare workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune into Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
With the world's fifth largest economy heading back towards a shutdown as it grapples with the fastest increase of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began, many are wondering if lockdowns like the one being imposed in California actually work. To which Dr. Nicole Sapphire says,
well, when we first started pre-COVID era, we didn't have a lot of data into some of these measures. But since March, we have come up with a lot of science regarding it. But the truth is, Harris, I can find you a study that will fit whatever narrative that you wanted to choose. However, when it comes to some of these restrictive measures, I can tell you that we have far evolved from where we were in March. There is no reason to have blanket lockdowns anymore. We know how the virus transmits, we know who the vulnerable are, and we know the negative ramifications that came from those lockdowns.
The Dow once again setting a record under the Trump administration, gaining 248 points to close the week at 30-217. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Puerto Rico set to lock down Sundays and close marinas for the holidays.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carryout. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscales, is speaking out for the first time. Parscales sitting down with Fox News and says he believes the reason President Trump, more than likely minus the legal challenges turning his way, will not be reelected was because of his response to the coronavirus pandemic and the president's lack of empathy.
It was a decision on COVID to go for opening the economy versus public empathy. We had a difference on this. I thought we should have public empathy. I think people were scared. And I think if he would have been publicly empathetic, he would have won by a landslide then. I think he could have leaned into it instead of run away from it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.